it's been pushed onto us very quickly, but that's through no fault of the government or from the schools. Regarding schooling, I'm going to play it by ear. I think what we need now is clarity on what we can and can't do with the schools and what's going to be available to us. One of the particular concerns is how parents are going to be able to work when the schools are closed. We're used to 2-week blocks, at the most 6-week blocks. I myself are a mother of 4. I work part-time 3 days a week, but I also have a husband who works offshore and is away for a lot of the time. I'm also classed as vulnerable and have 2 weeks leave from my work self-isolation at the moment. Now, how this will pan out, whether I will get back to my work, but I then have the added problem of trying to find childcare for my children. I have nobody that can help me with that. We still need to work to bring food on the table. I think the concern for parents is, you know, the extra heating bills, the extra food bills, and of course the vulnerable children that, you know, get free school meals. It's just making sure all the help's available to us and we know about it and that it's easily available.
Hopefully we'll come out after a few months in a better way. It might be in a few years the kids look back and say, remember that time we were off school for 5 months and we did this and we did that. There are many, many ways to learn and not all of them are sitting at a desk learning.